Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Open your eyes to God. Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Immediately when we hear Matthew 5, we think about the Beatitudes. The 8th verse is one of those Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart. Many times we look at our own life, and even though we have the best intentions in the world of being faithful to God, we fall so far short. But we can have a pure heart. Our motives might be right, even though our actions may not always be what we want them to be. And in spite of our failures, In spite of our shortcomings, God loves us. He loves us just like we are. He knows that we are of the flesh, and of the flesh we are prone to sin and shortness of intent. We might have the best intentions in the world, but in this life, we will fall short of the perfection that God demands. And in the midst of that, He comes into our life and He becomes the righteousness that we can never be ourselves. And what we need to do is open our eyes to the fact that God is all around us. God loves us. He loves us even when we fall short of His righteousness. He is like a father who sees his son falling and maybe even skinning up his knees. And the father picks up the son and loves him and holds him until the pain goes away. We need to keep our eyes on God. And when we go through those trying times of life, those trials of life, those hurts of life, that we can come close to Him and know that He is caring about us, even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of our pain. We need to open our eyes to the fact that God loves us. That's hard to do. Some feel like we have to love ourselves. It's not important that we love ourselves. It's that we love God. God then loves us. He loves us not when we love Him, but He loves us at all times. He loves us even when we are sinners. God died for sinners. He did not die necessarily for saints, because if we look at ourselves as righteous in our own eyes, we will never see ourselves as the sinners that are in need of the grace of God. Open our eyes to God, that we might see Him and receive Him and experience Him in every aspect of our life. Let this beatitude be ours today. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's us. Our intention is to be pure in our heart, for we shall see God. What a day that will be when we open our eyes and see the Lord Jesus Christ opening His arms to receive us into His eternal home that He has prepared for us. What a day that will be. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have a heaven waiting for us, a home that is prepared just for us, and a Savior who is there to welcome us with open arms to receive us unto Himself. What a day that will be. And as we open our eyes to God, Lord, I pray that we might recognize that we have a task to fulfill here on earth. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.